Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As of now, if they are the bodies of dual national Americans currently being held. The statement comes as talks continue in Doha to try to broker the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. A dozen people had to be hospitalized after a jet engine caught fire at the Denver airport, 180 people on board. Five people killed and a multi-car pileup in Austin, Texas. No cause yet determined. There's a vote in the Senate expected today on the budget plan that President Trump once passed, Senate Leader Chuck Schumer saying last night.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
The market's still rattled by the back-and-forth Trump tariff policies. The S&P now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. This is ABC News. The markets remain in turmoil amid confusion over the Trump administration's economic policies. The S&P is now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Issue number one for Wall Street is the tariffs. We know that Wall Street does not like uncertainty, and there is plenty of it right now. And the flip-flopping, the day-to-day changes in tariff policy coming out of the White House, that is really what the stock market has been trading on. Not the fundamentals, but what will the future bring if these tariffs are implemented?
Dr. Oz on Capitol Hill. Dr. Mehmet Oz, President Trump's pick to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, will be testifying before the Senate Finance Committee as a part of confirmation hearings today. Oz was a respected heart surgeon who became a popular TV pitchman. He'd oversee the agency providing health insurance for 150 million Americans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you visited the Creative Outlet lately? We are a family-owned business carrying a variety of products that support many individuals in our community. We consign brand-name clothing at resale prices, display handmade crafts made by local artisans, and offer craft supplies that you want to purchase because special orders are always welcome. Store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm Heather, and I invite you to visit the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Toma el control de su futuro con nuestra orientación experta. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo para empezar. ¿Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him, Jesus, that he would show them a sign from heaven. Matthew 16:1. In the springtime, flowers shoot out of the ground from bulbs that have spent the winter buried in the dirt. A field turns green with tender shoots of grain. These are all God's miracles. Although miracles are all around us, we must have a desire to see God's workings in order for them to generate faith in our souls. Jesus chided the people of his time because they would not believe his works that were performed in their midst. No matter how many miracles people may hear about or personally witness, if they do not want to believe what God has done, nothing will make them believe. Remember, in previous miracles that God has performed for us will help us see his hand in subsequent events in our lives. Let us remember his past goodness so that when we come across similar situations, we can look back and say, if God could take care of that situation, he can take care of this one as well. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a breezy and balmy day on tap as we get into the warm sector of a powerful storm system coming out of the Rocky Mountain states. This is pushing some moisture toward us as well. In fact, a few isolated showers and thunderstorms had developed early this morning. They'll quickly move off away from us by late morning. However, a large massive thunderstorm should break out in the central plains by this afternoon. Some of those likely will be severe with high winds, hail, and tornadoes. They'll weaken a bit as they come our way, but we could have a few strong to severe storms around here, especially after about 7 or 8 o'clock this evening, so definitely keep an eye on the situation and be prepared to move to a place of safety if a warning should get issued. Rain amounts don't look too terribly heavy, maybe a third of an inch or so as this comes through. And then just some spotty activity tomorrow. It'll start to turn cooler as well, and much colder conditions by tomorrow night into Sunday. Early next week looks fairly nice before the next storm system hits. Late Tuesday night into Wednesday certainly bears watching. There could be some wintry weather in the Badger State. Otherwise, for today, isolated showers are possible early this morning, then peaks of sun and breezy, high up to 75 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20, gusting up to 30. Tonight, breezy with thunderstorms around 8 p.m. to midnight. Some could be heavy, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Scattered light rain showers are possible. High 56 by midday and then falling to 40 later on. Wind southwest 10 to 20, gusting up to 30. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and chilly. Low 23, high up to 41. Heading into Monday, cloudy early, then some breaks of sun by midday. High 59. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 64. Rain is likely late Tuesday night into Wednesday. That could turn a wintry mix or snow late Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We've been hanging out in the upper 40s overnight here at WRCO Radio. Yesterday's high was 68. The record high for March 14th goes back to the year 2012 when it was 75 degrees. That temperature could be in jeopardy today, but we will see. 3 degrees below zero, the record low in 1960. Last year's high, 54. and the low was 41. Sunset will occur at 6 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time coming up tomorrow morning will be at 7:14. Southwest winds are at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.73. No precipitation today. We're getting a little sunshine at this hour, and right now it is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up in sports, we'll check out some notes on last night. Lots of good boys basketball. Some girls state games going on today and wins for the Badgers, Marquette, and the Bucks last night on the hardwoods. This update is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro and Robin's Nest Country Gifts right here in Richland Center.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Wisconsin Dells won a WIAA boys sectional semifinal game played in Richland Center last night over Platteville, 72-63. The Chiefs never trailed as they went up 34-18 at halftime. Trailing by 20 points at 38-18, Platteville made a dramatic comeback, 20 points down to tie the game.
Down to the corner, three on the way. Dells, no good for Hinsley. Rebound by Blevins. Trapped. Now gives to Ryder. Platteville zigging and zagging. Ryder down low. Shot good. And we are tied. How about that? 45 apiece. Platteville was once down by 20.
The Chiefs then went on a 10-0 run and held a lead for the rest of the game. The victory avenged a loss to Platteville in December and last year in the sectional semifinal game when Wisconsin Dells also lost to Platteville. Post player Jaron Ward led the Dells with 20 and Isaiah Hanna-Funmaker added 18 as the Chiefs improved to 22-5. Lucas Ludlam had 23 in his final basketball game for Platteville and Myron Ryder added 18. The Hillmen end the season the champion of the Southwest Conference and a regional titleist. Their final season record is 19-8. Following the 72-63 win, Wisconsin Dells will play in the sectional final game against Lake Mills, which won 72-60 over Edgerton. Tomorrow's game will start at 1 at Baraboo High School. In other levels, last night in WIAA sectional semifinal Division II boys basketball, Mount Horeb advanced from a low-scoring game, 49-45, over Monona Grove. They'll play Wauwatosa West tomorrow in the sectional championship at Oconomowoc High School. In Division IV, Mineral Point outbattled Darlington in competition between two SWAL powers. The Pointers 64-50 winners will advance to play Marshall tomorrow, which knocked off Lomira 77-58. And in Division V, Royal advanced after a barn burner at Prairie du Chien last night, 51-48. They end the year for the Ridge and Valley's North Crawford Trojans, a fourth seed, who had chances down the stretch in that one last night. Royal moves on to face another number one, that is Cochran Fountain City, as they scored a victory by a final of 60-51 over Columbus Catholic last night in boys basketball. At the girls' state tournament, they are seeded going into the weekend, and two number fours knocked off two number ones yesterday. In Division III, it was Xavier, the fourth seed, getting a 45-35 win over Elk Mound. And it was Oosberg getting a 66-57 victory over Laconia in the other game. The first game of the night last night in Division IV, Cuba City, seeded fourth. Last year's state runner-up knocked off number one seed, the Prairie School, 68-63. And St. Mary Catholic got the win against Durand, Arkansas, 58-45. The state tournament continues today with Division V semifinals. Assumption plays Owen Withy at 5 minutes after 9 today. followed 15 minutes after the completion of that game by Lourdes Academy against Barneveld, the Eagles representing Southwest Wisconsin in the second game of the morning in D5. And then this afternoon at 1:35, Edgewood plays Rice Lake, and Wauwatosa East will tangle with West Appear. Division 1 semifinals, Kimberly will play Appleton East at 6:35, and Arrowhead will take on Muskego following that contest tonight. Division 5 or 5 division finals will be played tomorrow at the 49th WIAA Girls State Basketball Tournament. Bowling scores to recap from the Coffee Clutch League of yesterday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. It was a series high for the Pin Pals at 18-96, ILK with an 18-49, and the Spare Parts team a 17-88. Team game honors, Pin Pals a 7-14, ILK and the Three Aces, each with a 633, Spare Parts with a 624. Top individual series, Marsha Mahatka of 534, Elma Manning of 505, Pat Adams of 490. Top game, Elma Manning a 212, Ann Makovic with a 191, and Pat Adams with a 187. Splits picked up. Marsha Mahatka and Ann Makovic mastered the 310 split pickup during competition yesterday. All-Star Bowling, series high, Lonesome Dove Tavern at 2877, Turbo's Bar and Grill at 2806, and Alana Springs Campground, 2786. Game honors, Hammer Time at 1021, Culligan at 1018, Lonesome Dove Tavern, 1002. Top series, Travis Bushley, 738, Kevin Genthe, a 677, Casey Ewing, a 671, 107, over average. Top game, Travis Bushley, 268, Chris Pardoon, 255, Jeff Seckman at 246 in the All-Star Bowling League. Well, the Bucks kept rolling, taking a 126-106 decision inside Fiserv Forum last night. The win over the Lakers snapped a three-game losing streak. Milwaukee won with a big victory led by four players that had 20 or better: Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brooke Lopez, Damian Lillard, and Kevin Porter. LeBron James missed the game. Milwaukee is back in action Saturday. They'll be at home against Indiana, and Dame Lillard called that a very big game coming up.
We came into the game a couple of days ago like, man, we could just get this done. This will be, you know, this count for two. And we was in position to do it. We didn't. And now we got another opportunity on our home floor to kind of wrap up that season series. It's a big game for us. It's a, you know, opportunity for us to do ourselves a favor and wanting to have home court to start the playoffs. So it's a big game, and you know, we got to come correct and be ready to get it done.
Elsewhere yesterday, the Badger men were very efficient in a win over Northwestern, 70-63. Nolan Winter connected on 4 of 5 floor shots and 9 of 10 free throws with a pair of three-pointers added. John Tanjay also added 18. Wisconsin's biggest lead was 16 points, 62-46, with just under 9 minutes remaining in the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers move on to play UCLA this afternoon at 1:30. And Marquette picked up a victory. They were winners yesterday, 89-87 over Xavier. Right now, Marquette prepares for St. John's today in Madison Square Garden with a 5:30 start time. That's a look at sports. We'll have more coming up here in just a moment as we talk Wisconsin sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Clemens joins us. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. It's
actually, I'm a little tired. I after the Bucks game, got home and I stayed up and I looked at the red moon.
Oh, how did it look?
It was eerie. It was great. We had clear skies down here in the Milwaukee area, so it was this weird little beige covering if you got the binoculars and looked at it. But it was pretty spectacular. Huh. Pretty sharp.
Were you howling? Howling at the moon or not?
No. That's usually around New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's what it is. Well, you know, it's a great weekend for people that love basketball and college basketball, and the Badgers survived one yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple days now where it's like all basketball all day long, and which is fine. Wisconsin came off with a nice win. They beat the Northwestern Wildcats 70-63. Good performance under the bucket from Nolan Winter with 18 points. John Tanjay had 18. A couple of key slam dunks. The Badgers were up by 18 in the second half, and Northwestern put on a 12-2 run, but held on to win. I think where Northwestern made their mistake, and these teams will try and do this to the Badgers, they try and get very physical with them, except why would you want to follow the Badgers? Because they're the best shooting team in the nation from the foul line. They were 18-23, so that made the difference. So now the Badgers have got a game this afternoon, Phil, against UCLA at about 1:30 at the tournament, Big Ten tournament we're talking about down in Indianapolis this weekend. And they take on UCLA, a team that they lost to when they were on the road in Southern California earlier this season.
Should be a good one. Marquette's still alive in their tournament too, aren't they?
Yeah, they came back. They had a nice comeback. They beat Xavier yesterday in a close one, 89-87. Xavier was up by 14, and the Golden Eagles came back with a dramatic win in this thing, led by Stevie Mitchell, who, you saw Shaka Smart, the head coach of Marquette, get kind of emotional because of this kid has always just been that kind of a six-man, a workhorse kind of kid, and he came up with 16 points and kind of sparked this second-half win. Cam Jones, I think, had 28 and led for the team. So Marquette advances. Now, today, they've really got their work cut out for them. They're going to take on St. John's, which is the number one seed in the Big East tournament. They're playing at Madison Square Garden. They're ranked sixth in the nation. They kind of got the home crown advantage because, you know, they're from the New York area, and that game is tonight with Marquette and St. John's, the Red Storm, at 5:30 tonight from the Garden in New York.
A week ago, we were talking about, hey, the Bucks are kind of back at it. They're doing well, and all of a sudden they lose three. They did get one last night, but boy, what's up with this team?
It was a weird loss Saturday night against the Orlando Magic, who got very physical with the Bucks and seemed to really disrupt them. And that's a game that they should have won, particularly at home. The next night they lost to the Cavaliers. Well, everybody does. Cavaliers got a 15-18-point lead game in the Eastern Conference over Milwaukee. And that was, that was a wake-up call, just like, hey, how deep do you really think the Bucks are going to get once they get to the postseason? Last night, though, the Lakers came to town, but minus LeBron James, who's got some sort of a left groin injury, and he actually flew back to L.A. The good news is he's making some progress, but, the bad news is Bucks fans were hoping to see LeBron last night. He was not in the house, so Bucks took control of the game. Now, Luka Doncic, the guy that they just traded for in that crazy trade with the Mavericks, he had 45 points for the Lakers, but Bucks controlled the game and won 126-106. They won by 20 points last night, so they get a notch that they a win they needed to snap a three-game losing streak.
Well, it's a big weekend because that game with the Pacers Saturday night is quite large, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because they lost that game on a crazy shot that Tyrese Haliburton from the Oshkosh area made from the three-point line, and then a phantom foul against Giannis that was kind of inexplicable. And so he got a four-point shot through to win. I think it was 115-114 for the Pacers. So the thing is, the Pacers and the Bucks are like right neck and neck, fourth and fifth in the standings in the Eastern Conference. These two teams will probably face each other again in the playoffs if we get to that point right now. And so that's a big game tomorrow night for the Bucks to see if they can overcome the Pacers on that one. There seems to be no love lost between those two teams.
No, I would say not.
No.
I grew up a Bucks fan, especially in the 70s, and I always loved the effort of Junior Bridgman. And it was really sad to hear about his death this week.
Yeah, it was shocking. He was at a luncheon for the Boys and Girl Scouts down in Louisville. He went to school in Louisville, to university, and so he called that his home, but he was in Wisconsin all the time. He was actually doing an interview and talking, inspiring kids. It was a fundraiser. It's the 45th year they've had that fundraiser, and when he was a kid growing up in East Chicago, Indiana, his family couldn't afford the $1.25 it took to get an entry fee into the Boy Scouts. So there he was speaking at this engagement when he said, "I think I'm having a heart attack," and they took him to the hospital, but they couldn't revive him. He died at 71 years old. And I'd met him a couple of times, back in the day, I just started covering Bucks when I was about 20, and at the end of his career, and worked at TV 18 that did the Bucks games, and we would do the graphics and cover those games. But yeah, he gets out of high school. He leads his team to win the state championship in Indiana. He gets picked up by Louisville University there, and leaves after graduating in high school in 71, gets drafted by the Lakers in 75, and just about 3 weeks after that, he was the first-round pick for the Lakers. They traded him to Milwaukee in the trade for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he joins, guys like John McLaughlin and the rest of that group in Milwaukee. Larry Costello was his first coach, and then Don Nelson came in after that. But for 9 years, he was like one of the best six men in the league, very dependable. And he sits down with Jim Fitzgerald. He told his story, Phil, when we met him last September, when he was invited to come back and become a co-owner of the Bucks. And we said, why weren't you in the initial group to buy the Bucks when Senator Herb Kohl sold him? He goes, I didn't think the time was right. But now he felt the time was right. 10% owner of the Bucks. He'd become a billionaire with $1.4 billion in his businesses. And Jim Fitzgerald, the guy who owned the Bucks when you were watching them there back there in the 70s and 80s, had sat him down and said, "It's not how much money you make, it's what you do with your money. You know, if you get some money, you got to invest it, you got to roll it, you got to get a loan, you got to work at whatever you invested in, and then just keep reinvesting into your business." And that's what he did. And he started with a Wendy's, and then pretty soon he owned about 100 Wendy's and Chili's. Blaze Pizza, that's a new place that I know my kids have gone to. He had over 400 restaurants. He would sell those. He started getting into Coca-Cola bottling, sat on their board, and then gave back to so many different functions, like the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville. That was his funding. There's all kinds of things that people are coming forward and talking about, and that's what makes this such a great loss. He sponsored the sports talk show that I was on in Milwaukee when the station was first starting up 20 years ago, before I came over to Civic Media, and because he believed in it, and so he was he would come to the station with a bag of Wendy's just to meet everybody, or he would work the window at a Wendy's. Remember that show on CBS, Undercover Boss?
Yes.
Was that kind of a guy who would just show up and work a shift because he wanted to know the business, from the bottom up, and ask the customers how things were. That's why he was so successful, and that's why it's such a great loss.
It indeed is. We've run out of time. Next week, maybe we're talking, maybe Aaron Rodgers will be a Viking. Have you heard anything about that or not?
Please. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. Aaron, go to the Steelers. You like Mike Tomlin as a coach.
Oh, there you go.
And I know it's intriguing to work with Aaron Jones again at running back and Justin Jefferson, but don't come into the NFC North. That's bad karma. Look, remember that scene with Brett Favre laying there motionless after getting sacked by Corey Wooten, a defensive end for the Bears, and knocked out at 41 years old? That's bad karma. Go play for the Steelers.
Absolutely. Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us at WRCO Sports.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We're up to 51 degrees here in Richland Center on a Friday morning. Up next today, we have our Fresh from the Country check of brand new releases. Plus, we'll also see what the most played country song across the land is. Our update is sponsored by Julie Caron State Farm Insurance. 3, 2, 1, and we're off and running here. This is Tucker Wetmore.
Kind of feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you. Still floating and it's almost empty. Take the whiskey rain of this century to drown you out, make it do a U-turn. If it was me, it was up to a girl just like that. I'd take it back in 3, 2. One day call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me for that song.
Tucker Wetmore on WRCO Radio and 3, 2, 1. something that we used to say a lot back in the day with the radio business when we were using reel-to-reel tapes. That's how you queued everything up. And I guess out of habit, I still say it once in a while, but oh well. A brand new country release from Hudson Westbrook on WRCO, fresh from the country.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall, music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. Swing, don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and now it's just wood on concrete, and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. Of you saying, baby, don't go in your goodbye. If you came back, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place without you. What the hell did you do? Cause now it's just four empty walls.
Hudson Westbrook, fresh from the country. That's called House Again here on WRCO Radio. It is 51 degrees. Coming up, more of our Fresh from the Country and our trivia question of the day. Also, an important morning show coming up today between 9 and 10. We'll talk about organ donation, and also in conjunction with an upcoming special event put on by the Ithaca Lions, a pancake breakfast for Craig Perkins. That's coming up on Sunday. So we'll discuss that from the morning show studios here in just a little bit this morning, and we'll be right back with that trivia question as promised.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Thank you, Kenny. Absolutely. We hope folks will stop down today and tomorrow. And don't forget, on St. Patty's Day, we'll be giving away some great prizes, what they're calling an Irish box from Christie's. So your chance to win that comes up on Monday. We look forward to giving that your way. So a tough trivia question. It's always a tough trivia question on Friday. Noggin scratcher. So today we ask you, what is the least ordered beverage item on the regular McDonald's menu? The least ordered beverage item. In fact, it's the least ordered item. But we said beverage to nail it down. 608-647-4155 is the hotline today. Good luck. That song moving up the charts for Dierks Bentley.
Mama, don't do drama, heart of gold, salt of the earth. Holds her whiskey, knows her Whitley, talking old school every word. She's an angel, like if L.A. was a town in Tennessee. my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No babies. Thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me. She hates me.
Dirk Bentley on WRCO Radio. She hates me. Yeah, pretty much. That was just about every young woman that I went to high school with, pretty much. But anyway, congrats to Michelle Wapshel, our winner of trivia today. So we have a winner in trivia. Thanks for all of the contending callers today. The least ordered beverage item on the regular menu for McDonald's is, we had several guesses for orange juice and different things like that. But the correct answer is hot tea. Not an item that I would associate, but I think maybe June has ordered that before. I'm not sure, but it's the least of any of their menu items ordered. Hot tea. There you go. Michelle wins courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. They serve it up right. Some delicious beverages, and those delicious cookies are for you every Friday when we play trivia here on WRCO. Here's a new one from Brandon Scott Jones on Fresh from the Country.
There's a game going on. It's fight, fight, fight. We're 6 points down. Gotta get it right. It's fourth and goal. The end's in sight. We're behind the eight ball. We've been there before and we'll be there again. It's a tricky shot. It's make or break, but we can take a win from behind. Big blind is my seat. Cards been dealt. River's now complete. My boat is low. Can my hand be beat? Two just raised. I'm feeling the heat. We're behind the eight ball. We've been there before and we'll be there again. It's a tricky shot. It's make or break. But we can take a win from behind. From behind the eight ball. It's a twisted place to be and a twisted place to stay. When the pressure burns off, we're gonna find a way. From behind the eight ball. Sunday afternoon, not a cloud in the sky. Track rolls like thunder. Cars racing by. White flags flown. Running three wide time. Cars keep plowing. Can I squeeze on by? We're behind the eight ball. We've been there before and we'll be there again. It's a tricky shot. It's make or break. We can take the win.
And Scott Jones, Behind the Eight Ball. Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Napa Know How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today. Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to their 89th annual meeting, Saturday, March 22nd. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30 and the business meeting will begin at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. They hope to see you Saturday, March 22nd for the 89th annual meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's woodcutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Don't forget the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Oh, Delicious Bake Sale going on today from 9 until 1:30. That will be at the Richland County Bank and the Richland Center Intermediate School, hosting its third annual St. Patrick's Day 5K run walk at the school. The event is for all fitness levels. Walkers can start at 5:30, runners at 5:45. While the event is free, donations will be accepted, and this year the funds will go to help fund things at intermediate school like field trips, classroom supplies, and more. So make that a part of your day, perhaps. Should be all right weather-wise. They're talking about the rain, but not until like 8 o'clock tonight. So by that point, you'll be soaking your feet, right? No problem. Well, some top five tunes here, courtesy of country airplay this week. The country survey shows us that Dylan Scott, this town's been too good, is at number five. I'm Gonna Love You is Cody Johnson's record. That's at number four. I Ain't Sayin' by Jordan Davis falls from the top spot to number three. Hometown Home, Low Cash at number two. And Jelly Roll back at the top with Liar.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar.
Well, my good friend and neighbor. That's it for Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. And this is Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again next hour. We'll welcome some community friends into the morning show studio here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas says it will release the last American hostage being held in Gaza, Idan Alexander. It is also promising to release the bodies of four more hostages who died after being taken on October